सर्वे भ्यो नमस्कारः। अद्य डिसेम्बर् मासस्य पञ्चदशदिनाङ्के सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः अजन्तपुल्लिङ्गप्रकरणे पञ्चमो भागः, रामशब्दस्य प्रक्रिया इतोपि किञ्चित् शिष्टमस्ति। रामशब्दात् रामेण तृतीयाविभक्तौ एकवचने टा प्रत्ययः, अङ्गाधिकारे टाङ् असिङ्गसाम् इनात्स्याः इत्यनेन प्रत्ययस्य स्थाने इनादेशे राम इन आद्गुणः इत्यनेन गुणे अट्कुप्पाङ्गमेवायेपि इत्यनेन णत्वे रामेण इति तृतीया एकवचने रूपं। ततः रामाभ्यां द्विवचने सुपि च इत्यनेन दीर्घे रामाभ्यां रामाभिस् अतोभिस ऐस् इत्यनेन भिसः स्थाने ऐसादेशे रामैस् रामा ऐस् वृद्धौ ऋत्वे विसर्गे रामैः रामेण रामाभ्यां रामैः। चतुर्थी विभक्तौ तु राम ञे इति स्थिते, ञेर्यः इत्यनेन ञेः स्थाने यादेशः रामाय सुपि च इत्यनेन दीर्घे रामाय रामाभ्यां रामभ्यस् बहुवचने झल्येत् इत्यनेन अङ्गस्य अकारस्य स्थाने एकारे रामेभ्यस् ऋत्वे विसर्गे रामेभ्यः। एतावत् अधीतं गतकक्ष्यायाम्। इदानीं पञ्चमी विभक्तिः। पञ्चमी विभक्तौ एकवचने ङसि प्रत्ययः, सु औजस् अम् औक्षस् टाभ्याम्भिस् ङेभ्याम्भिस् ङसि ङसि प्रत्ययः। ङसि प्रत्यये ङकारस्य लशक्वतधिते इत्यनेन इत्संज्ञा, इकारस्य उपदेशयजनुनासिकयत् इत्यनेन इत्संज्ञा, उभयोः तस्य लोपः इत्यनेन लोपे अस् इति प्रत्ययः शिष्यते राम अस्। इदानीं राम इति अङ्गम् अदन्तादङ्गात् ह्रस्वकारान्तादङ्गात् टा ङसिङसाम् इनात्स्याः, ता इत्यस्य इनादेशः ङसि प्रत्ययस्य स्थाने आत् इति आदेशः राम आत्। आदादेशे कृते अकस्सवर्णे दीर्घः इत्यनेन सवर्णदीर्घे रामात्, झलां जशोऽन्ते इत्यनेन जष्त्वे रामाद् इति रूपं। पदान्ते झलां जशः स्युः, रामात् इत्यस्य सुबन्तत्वात् सुप्तिङन्तं पदम् इत्यनेन पदसंज्ञा विद्यते। पदस्य अन्ते झल् वर्णाः सन्ति चेत् तेषां स्थाने जशः जबगडद इत्येते आदेशाः भवन्ति। तकारस्य दन्त्यस्य स्थाने दन्ते एव दकारः आदेशः रामाद् इति रूपम्। अधुना किं भवेत् इति प्रश्नः, यतोहि रामात् इति रूपमेव प्रसिद्धं न तु रामाद्, किं भवति इति चेत् अग्रिमं सूत्रमस्ति वावसाने वा अवसाने इति छेदः परद्वयम्। अभ्यासे चर्च इति सूत्रात् चर् इति अनुवर्तते, अभ्यासे चर्च खरि च वावसाने इति सूत्रक्रमः। खरिच इत्यनेन खरिपरे झलां चरः आदेशाः भवन्ति, अवसाने अवसाने किं भवति वा विकल्पेन चर्वर्णाः आदेशाः भवन्ति। अवसाने झलां चरः वा स्युः, रामात् इति अवसानं तस्य जष्ट्वे कृते रामाद्, इदानीं वावसाने इत्यनेन विकल्पेन चर्त्वे रामात् चर्त्वाभावे रामाद् इति रूपद्वयमपि साधु। बोत् द फार्म्स् आर् करेक्ट्। Once we do jastva to get ramad, there is an optional chartva. If chartva occurs, we have ramat. And if we do not do the chartva, since this vavasana is optional, the rupa retained is ramad. Okay. Now, in both these forms, ramat, ramad, ityubhayatra, antyasya takarasya dakarasya va, anachicha ityanena dvittvam bhavati, dvittve rupa chatushtayam, iti dikshitaihi uktam. तकारस्य अचः अचः परस्य यरः द्वेवास्तः न तु अचि इति सूत्रार्थः। इफ् यु रिमेम्बर् फ्रम् सुद्धिपास्यः, अनचि च इस् अ सूत्र विच् गिव्स् द्वित्वम्। अचः परस्य यरः आकारः रामा इत्यत्र आकारः अच् अचः परस्य यरः नाम तकारस्य दकारस्य वा अनचि, अग्रे अच् वर्णः नास्ति चेत् अवसाने द्वित्वं भवति रामात् रामाद् इति चत्वारि रूपाणि। सो together in the panchami vibhakti ekavachana we have four forms, ramat ramad ramat ramad iti dvitve roopa chatushtayam. ततः रामाभ्यां रामेभ्यः इति रूपं यथा चतुर्थी विभक्तौ तथैव पञ्चमी विभक्तौ रामाभ्याम् इति स्थिते सुपि च इत्यनेन दीर्घे रामाभ्यां रामेभ्यः रामाभ्यस् इति स्थिते एत्वे बहुवचने झल्येत् इत्यनेन एत्वे रामेभ्यः इति रूपं समानम्। ततः षष्ठी विभक्तिः इस् इट् पासिबल् टु अप्लै अनचिच टु रामः and double the visarga as it is a part of fear well theoretically it should be possible but the pronunciation is rather difficult because as we saw in samskarta also where there was doubling of anuswara it's just a theoretical form where it is not in use so pronunciation is also not possible I mean I don't know if it is possible as far as I know I do not know how to pronounce if a visarga had a dvitva or if the anuswara had a dvitva theoretically yes since anuswara and visarga are also taken as a part of shar yari tesham api antarbhavah bhavati kintu uchcharanam katham iti prashnah shishyate eva agre shashti vibhakti ङस् प्रत्ययः ङसि भ्याम्भ्यस् ङस् इति षष्ठी वक्तौ कश्च सूजि नमस्ते
रिगार्डिङ्ग् अनचिचर् देर् सीन्स् टु बि सम् डिस्कशन् अबौट् वेदर् अनचिचर् मीन्स् अल् लेटर्स्
And it does not mean hal. This is the point in anachicha. It does not mean when followed by hal. It means when not followed by ach.
So that discussion is not relevant as far as count is concerned.
No, it is relevant because that is why we could we can double the takara or dakara in ramat. If it was, there was a question by Ravichandranji and I said I'll explain it at the end of the class.
Okay.
I think we'll still take it at the end of the class because I don't want the flow to be disturbed. There is a point and that is why, Anachicha is a special sutra. I'll come to it at the end of this class. I'll explain.
Thanks.
Shashti vibhaktav ekavachane ngas pratyaha. Ngas pratyaye ngakarasya lashakva tadhite ityanena itsamyayam lope as iti shishyate. So if you notice in both ngasi and ngas, the pratyaya form which is left out is as. Okay. So why did Panini make a distinction between ngasi and ngas is for this reason where he says ta ngasi ngasam inatsyaha ngasi ityasya adadeshah bhavati ngas ityasya syadeshah bhavati ta ngasi ngasam inatsyaha. That happens when whereas akaranta pratipadika is followed by ngasi, the ngasi is replaced by at and the ngas is replaced by sya. So there is a difference in forms. Other than this, as far as I can recall, there is no karya which distinguishes between ngasi and ngas. Always the panchami ekavachana and shashti ekavachana forms are similar because the pratyaya which is retained is still as. Right? So the only difference is where a particular adesha has been told for ngasi and ngas, which happens to be tangasingasan inatsyaha. That is why if it is an akaranta pratipadika, there is a difference between panchami ekavachana and shashti ekavachana. But if you go to others, say hari shabda ubhayatra harehe, guru shabdaha ubhayatra guroho, yadi halanta shabdaha, rajan ragyaha ragyaha, sharat sharadaha sharadaha, sarvatra samanam rupam, panchami ekavachanasya shashti ekavachanasya, eto hi tatra shishyamanam rupam, pratyaha yadyapi भिन्नः ङसि ङस् इति तत्र शिष्यते अस् इत्येव अत एव प्रायेण 99% टैम्स् पञ्चमी एकवचनस्य षष्ठी एकवचनस्य च रूपं समानम् But the one sutra which differentiates between ngasi and ngas is tangasi ngasa minatsyaha. Atra as ngas pratyasya syadeshe rama sya. Antisthika ramasya tavadeva. Atrapi anachicha ityanena dvittvam kartum shakyate. Atah parasya akarat parasya yaraha sakarasya anachi yakare pare dvittvam bhavati ityanena dvittve ramasya iti sakaradvayam shruyate. We do here two sakaras here. Now there is a question. Dvitve krate, after we double the sakara, su su ityasti, prathamasya sakarasya, dvitiye sakare pare, kharicha ityanena chartvam bhavati va, iti prashna. Can we apply kharicha here? Can we apply kharicha to the first sakara and convert it to char? That's the question. Yes, we can. We can apply kharicha, but what would be the resultant? Is the next question. Would it be takara or would it be sakara itself? Sakarasya chartve krate kim bhavati? Takaraha adeshaha bhavati va? Sakaraha adeshaha bhavati va? Ito hi char varanaha ityukte. Cha, ta, ta, ka, pa, sha, sha, sa. Iti shat ashtav varanaha. Tatra dantya sthani bhavati sakaraha. Tasya sthanam dantaha. Dantasthanakau dvau varanau staha. Takaraha api dantasthanakaha. Sakaropi dantasthanikaha. Ubhayor madhye kaha adeshaha bhavet. What should replace sakara if we are converting sakara to char? Sakarasya sthane kharicha ityanena chartve krate adeshaha kaha bhavet. Sakaraha bhavedva, takaraha bhavedva iti prashnaha. Itohi ubhayohu sthanam samanam. Both of them have the same sthana. You can either do takara or sakara because both of them are originating from the teeth. Now what do we do? Which would be the adesha if sakara is, if there is a chartva for sakara? What would be the answer and why? Anybody? Sakarasya chartve krate kaha varnaha adeshaha bhavati kutaha? Vasuji?
I'm just following the logic. Atyanta sadrishyam.
Correct.
And it has to be a comparison of sthana and prayatna.
Okay.
So we have to compare the prayatna now. So there my effort starts.
No, you are correct. What is the prayatna for this and for that? What is the prayatna for sakara and what is the prayatna for takara?
Is that the comparison?
Correct. Perfectly correct. Sthane antaratamaha ityanena sadashatamaha adeshaha bhavet. Sakarasya prayatnaha kaha, takarasya prayatnaha kaha. First abhyantara prayatna and then bahya prayatna. What is the abhyantara prayatna for sakara? What is the abhyantara prayatna for takara? Anybody? Hello, can you hear me? Hello.
Yeah, I'm kind of lost at this point.
Oh, sorry, I think my...
I lost you for 2 minutes.
Yeah, wait, I didn't say anything. I was actually waiting for somebody to answer. So, yeah, maybe we can continue. Sakarasya kaha abhyantara prayatnaha, takarasya kaha abhyantara prayatnaha.
Swamiji, I'm kind of lost at this stage.
No problem. Maybe somebody else would answer. We just have to, I mean, your point is perfectly correct that we have to just compare the prayatnas of sakara and takara and then decide. Raghupanji?
Even without comparing, no other that be closer to the latter itself.
No. Why? Because of that. I mean, correct, but the logic is that if there is no other letter which has the same sthana and prayatna. That
no, no other letter can have the same kind of everything, exactly identical, than the letter itself. Isn't it? So, now this, of course, we have to say this, what is it
correct.
Called?
They still want to know what
have got Sha and Sa, they have got this
obvious. I mean, just on going by it, we can say it is obviously Sakara, which is definitely closer to Sakara than Takara. But why? How to put it technically? That's all my question. It's only to recap. So. Right. Kadayo mamasanaha sparshaha sprishtam prayatanam sparshana. The abhyantara prayatna for all sparsha letters, that is takara to makara, is prishta. Vivritam ushmanam svaranam cha. The ushma varanas, which is shasha saha, have a vivrita prayatna. Right? So takara has a different prayatna, which is the sprishta prayatna, and sakara has a different one, which is the vivrita prayatna. Also, if you go to the bahya prayatnas, sakara is a mahaprana, sure, whereas takara is an alpaprana. So, because of all these differences, and as Sharagopanji said, obviously, any letter, there can be no other letter closer to any letter than itself. Right? So, we have Sakara. Sakarasya chartve krute api Sakara eva bhavati. Sasya dvitva pakshe kharicha iti chartve api antaratamya sa eva. Sakara eva bhavati natu takaraha. Dikshita clarifies this because generally when we say chartva, whenever we say jashtva, we treat it as the third letter of the varga, and whenever we say chartva, we tend to treat it as the first letter of the varga. So if, I mean, going by that superficial logic, takara would have to be the adesha, but that is not so. Because sha, sha, sa are also included in char. If we are trying to do chartva for any of these, it will be the same varna. Alpa pranataya prayatna bhedat. Panchitar gives alpa prana here, which I am not sure why. Because always the order has to be sthana, abhyantara prayatna and bahya prayatna. When there is a difference in abhyantara prayatna itself, it might have been better to mention the vivratataya or sprishtataya prayatna bhedat rather than alpa pranataya. Though both of them are correct. Takara differs from sakara in being sprishta and in also being alpa prana. Whereas sakara is vivrata and mahaprana. So either way, sakarasya sthane sakara eva adeshaha, ramasya ramasya iti rupadvayam siddhyati. He also gives a pramana for saying that sakara is the chartva for sakara. Sakarasya sthane iti chartvam bhavati, tarhi sakara eva bhavati natu takaraha, ityatra kim pramanam iti cheta. Ata eva sasyardha dhatuke iti tadeshaha arabhyate. That is why, since the chartva for sakara is sakara and not takara, Panini has had to create a new sutra which says sasya ardha dhatuke saha si ardha dhatuke sakare pare sakarasya sthane takaraha adeshaha bhavati iti sutra artha. The sutra tells when sakara is followed by an ardha dhatuka sakara. Sakara plus sakara, the previous sakara is converted to takara. For example, for this is vas dhatoho lrit lakare vas siya ti iti sthite. Si sakare pare purvasya sakarasya sthane takare vatsyati iti rupam. Tadartham idam sutram arabdham. Yadi kharicha ityanena chartve sakarasya sthane takaraha syat, tarhi asya sutrasya avashyakata na syat. If the chartva for sakara would have been takara, then this sutra was not needed. By normal chartva itself, we could have gone with the takara. But Panini uses a new sutra, creates a sutra telling that sakara has to be replaced by takara. Which means that chartva does not result in takara. So, I mean, this seems to be just this. सो रामस्य रामस्य इति षष्ठी विभक्तौ रूपद्वयम् ततः ओस् षष्ठी द्विवचने ओस् प्रत्ययः ङस् ओस् ओसि च इति सूत्रं पदद्वयम् अतो दीर्घो यञि इत्यतः अतः इति अनुवर्तते बहुवचने जल्येत् इत्यतः एत् इति अनुवर्तते अङ्गस्य इत्यधिकारः अतः अङ्गस्य अदन्तस्य अङ्गस्य अदन्तात् अङ्गात् अदन्तस्य अङ्गस्य ओसि परे ओस् प्रत्यये एत् एत्वं भवति देर् इस् द अकारान्त अङ्ग गेट्स् एन् एत्वा वेन् फालोड् बै ओस् ओसि परे अतोङ्गस्य एकारः स्यात् इति सूत्रार्थः राम ओस् इत्यस्ति ओसि परे ओसि च इत्यनेन एत्वे रामे ओस् ततः एचोयवायावः इत्यनेन अयादेशे रामयोस् ससजुषोरुः इत्यनेन ऋत्वे खरवसानयोर्विसर्जनीयः इत्यनेन विसर्गे रामयोः रामे रामयोः ओसि परे ओसि च इति एत्वे अयादेशे ऋत्वविसर्गौ रामयोः ततः राम आम् नसिभ्याम्भ्यस् नस् ओस् आम् षष्ठीभक्तो बहुवचने आम् प्रत्ययः आम् प्रत्यये परे ह्रस्वनद्यापो नुट् इति सूत्रं पदद्वयं वर्तते ह्रस्वनद्यापः नुट् ह्रस्वनदी आप् इत्येतेषां समाहारः ह्रस्वनद्यापः नुट् आमि सर्वनाम्नः सुट् इति प्राक्तनं सूत्रं ततः आमि इति अनुवर्तते अङ्गाधिकारः ह्रस्वान्तात् नद्यन्ताद् आबन्ताच्च अङ्गात् ह्रस्वनद्यापः इति अङ्गस्य विशेषणं तेन येन विधिस्तदन्तस्य इत्यनेन तदन्तविधौ ह्रस्वान्तादङ्गात् नद्यन्तादङ्गात् आवन्ताच्च अङ्गात् परस्य आमः आम् प्रत्ययस्य नुट् इति आगमः भवति टित् आगमः नुट् इत्यत्र नकारः शिष्यते टकारस्य हलन्त्यमिति संज्ञा उकारस्य उपदेशे जननासिकेति इति संज्ञा लोपः नकारः शिष्यते नकारागमः भवति नुट् आगमः अयं टित् भवति राम आम् इति स्थिते इदं ह्रस्वान्तम् अङ्गम् द अङ्ग एण्ड्स् इन् ह्रस्वस्वर विच् इस् अकार द सूत्र सेस् इफ् द अङ्ग एण्ड्स् इन् ह्रस्व आर् इफ् इट् हेस् अ नदी संज्ञा नदी इस् अ संज्ञा विच् विल् स्टडी लेटर् यूस् व्याख्यौ नदी इति नदी संज्ञा अग्रे वक्ष्यते आबन्तात् आप् एस् वि आलरेडी सीन् इस् टाप् डाप् एण्ड् चाप् द त्री प्रत्ययास् आर् कलेक्टेड् बै द वर्ड् आप् सो इफ् देर् इस् एन् आम् विच् इस् फालोयिङ्ग् एनी आफ् दीस् देन् इट् गेट्स् अ नुडागम हियर् द अङ्ग इस् ह्रस्वान्त ह्रस्वान्तादङ्गात् परस्य आम् प्रत्ययस्य नुट् इति आगमः भवति कुत्र भवेत् आगमः इति चेत् कुत्र भवति नुडागमः वेर् शुड् द नुट् आगम बि आडेड् एण्ड् वाट् इस् द सूत्र विच् गवर्न्स् दट् सो आद्यन्तौ टकितौ अयं कुत्र भवति तर्हि आदौ वा अन्ते वा
अन्ते टकितौ इस् आदि इस् आदि इस् टकार अन्ते इस् टकार
सो दिस् इस्
दिस् इस् नुम् सारी नुट् सो आदि
आम् प्रत्ययस्य आदौ भवति आद्यन्तौ टकितौ इत्यनेन टित्कितौ यस्य उक्तौ तस्य क्रमात् आद्यन्तावयवौ स्तः टित् चेद् आद्यवयवः भवति कित् चेद् अन्तावयवः भवति अयमागमः टित् तस्मात् प्रत्ययस्य आदौ भवति राम न आम् इति भवति ह्रस्वनद्यापो नुट् इति नुडागमः इदानीं किं भवेत् इति प्रश्नः अपरं सूत्रमस्ति एतत् सम्बन्धं नामि इत्येव सूत्रम् एकपदान्तकं सूत्रं नाम् इत्यस्य सप्तमीविभक्तौ नामि अर्थात् नाम् इत्यस्मिन् परे किं भवति ढलोपे पूर्वस्य दीर्घोणः इति सूत्रात् दीर्घः इति अनुवर्तते अङ्गाधिकारः दीर्घः भवति नामि परे अङ्गस्य दीर्घः भवति इति अर्थः कस्य दीर्घः इति चेत् अचश्च इति परिभाषा अधीता इको गुणवृद्धि अचश्च ह्रस्वदीर्घप्लुतशब्दाभ्यां यत्र हस्रदीर्घप्लुतशब्दैः यत्र अज्विधीयते तत्र अचः इति षष्ठ्यन्तं पदम् उपतिष्ठते. यदि ह्रस्वः भवति, दीर्घः भवति, प्लुतः भवति इति उच्यते तर्हि कस्य भवति इति चेत् अचः भवति. अचः इति अङ्गस्य विशेषणम्. येन विधिस्तदन्तस्य इत्यनेन तदन्तविधौ अजन्तस्य अङ्गस्य. यतोहि अत्र स्थानी न निर्दिष्टः. वै वी आर् डूयिङ्ग् आल् दिस् इस् बिकास् देर् इस् नो स्थानी विच् हेस् बीन् स्पेसिफैड्. इट् जस्ट् सेस् नामि. वेन् फालोड् बै नाम् दीर्घः भवति, अङ्गस्य दीर्घः भवति. द अङ्ग विल् गेट् दीर्घ. बट् वाट् कैण्ड् आफ् एन् अङ्ग एण्ड् वेन् विल् इट् गेट् दीर्घ इफ् यु वण्डर् देन् इट् विल् बै द परिभाषा अचश्च वि हाव् अजन्तस्य अङ्गस्य. नामि परे अजन्तस्य अङ्गस्य दीर्घः स्यात् सूत्रार्थः. राम नाम् इत्यस्ति. ह्रस्वनद्यापो नुटु इत्यनेन नुडागमे राम नाम् नाम् नामि परे अर्थात् नुडागमसहिते आम् प्रत्यये परे इत्येव अर्थः. नाम् हियर् रेफर्स् टु द आम् विच् हेस् गाट् द नुडागम. तस्मिन् परे अजन्तस्य अङ्गस्य राम इत्यस्य दीर्घः भवति. दीर्घे कृते रामा नाम् इति भवति. ततः अट्कुप्वाङ्नुं व्यवायेपि इत्यनेन णत्वे रामाणाम् इति रूपम्. ह्रस्वनद्यापो नुट् इत्यनेन नुडागमः नामि इति दीर्घः अट्कुप्वाङ्नुं व्यवायेपि इति णत्वम्. ओके, नो देर्स् अ क्वश्चन्. राम नाम् इत्यस्ति. सुपि च इत्यनेन दीर्घः न भवति वा? केन् वि नाट् अप्लै सुपि च हियर्? यु हेव् राम नाम् ययादौ सुपि परे अतो अङ्गस्य दीर्घः स्यात्. ययादौ सुपि, नकार बिलाङ्ग्स् टु यञ्, सो ययादौ सुपि परे एण्ड् नाम् इस् सुप्रत्यय. So, ययादौ सुपि परे अतः अङ्गस्य. लैक् वि डिड् इन् रामाभ्यां, काण्ट् वि डू दीर्घ यूसिङ्ग् सुपि च? क्वश्चन्, केन् वि आर् नाट्? फस्ट् क्वश्चन्, डू आर् द कण्डीशन्स् फार् सुपि च साटिस्फैड्? बट् वी हेव् अ परिभाषा. यदागमाः तद्गुणीभूताः तद्ग्रहणेन गृह्यन्ते. सो एनी आगम इस् आल्वेस् ट्रीटेड् एस् अ पार्ट् आफ् वाट् एवर् इस् द ओरिजिनल् लव्. सो नाम् इस् स्टिल् सुप्. एनी अदर् ओब्जेक्षन्स् वै वी शुड् नाट् अप्लै सुपि च हियर्? Masuji?
Technically there shouldn't be any objection. Because both ways you will get it.
Correct. So actually there should be nothing wrong because Supicha should apply here. But there is a problem. There is a paribhasha which we already studied. Sannipata lakshano vidhihi animittam tad vighatasya. सन्निपातः द्वयोः सम्बन्धः. फ़ार् एक्साम्पल् हियर् वाट् वी डिड् वास् राम आम् इति स्थिते नुडागमः कृतः. नुडागमस्य किं निमित्तम्? ह्रस्वनद्यापो नुट्. सत्यं खलु? ह्रस्वान्तात् नद्यन्तात् आगन्तान् ह्रस्वान्तात् इत्यस्तु. अत्र ह्रस्वान्तमङ्गं निमित्तीकृत्य नुडागमः कृतः. द नुडागम डिपेण्डेड् आन् द अङ्ग बीङ्ग् ए ह्रस्वान्त. नौ द नुडागम दट् इस् द नकार. If it is a nimitta for dirgha, it is actually destroying the hraswantanga. The nudagama, for the occurrence of the nudagama, the nimitta was the hraswantanga. Hraswantamangam upajivya pravrittaha nudagamaha tad vighatakasya dirghasya swayam nimittam na bhavati. It will not like to be a nimitta for dirgha. The nakara is yai. So by being yay, it is causing the destruction of the hraswantanga on which it was dependent in the first place. If there was no hraswa, the nudagama would not have occurred. Now having occurred, it cannot destroy the hraswantanga. That is the intent of सन्निपातलक्षण दट् इस् सन्निपातपरिभाषा सन्निपातलक्षणो विधिः अनिमित्तं तद्विघातस्य सो सुपि च विल् नाट् अप्लै हियर् सुपि च इति दीर्घः यद्यपि परः नामी इति दीर्घापेक्षया सुपि च इति दीर्घः परः तथापि इह न प्रवर्तते दट् विल् नाट् अप्लै हियर् सन्निपातपरिभाषा विरोधात् बिकास् दट् वुड् बि गोयिङ्ग् अगेन्स्ट् द कान्सेप्ट् आफ् सन्निपातपरिभाषा द सन्निपातपरिभाषा विच् इस् फुल् टेक्स्ट् आफ् विच् इस् सन्निपातलक्षणः विधिः अनिमित्तं तद्विघातस्य अतः सुपि च इति दीर्घः न भवति ओके सो इफ् सुपि च डस् नाट् अप्लै वै वुड् नामी अप्लै इवन् इन् केस् आफ़् नामी द सेम् लाजिक् शुड् होल्ड् हियर् आल्सो द नुडागम was dependent on Hrasvantanga and the Naam, having created the Naam, it would not like to destroy the Hrasvanta. If you say, that logic will not hold. Naami ityanena tu arambha samarthyat. Yadi atrapi, Rama Naam ityatrapi, Naami sannipata paribhasha virodhat, Naami iti dirghaha napravartate ityuchyeta, tarhi sutram eva vyartham syat. The entire sutra would go waste because you cannot apply Nami anywhere. Nami intends to bring a Dirgha when the this is Ajanta. If it were Ajanta, the Nudagama should have been because it was Hraswa. So if it is Hraswa, then by Nami, if you are doing the Dirgha, it is always a Sannipata Paribhasha Virodha. Nami is always opposing Sannipata Paribhasha. If we would say that the sutra cannot apply because it opposes Sannipata Paribhasha, then it is a waste. There is no point in it being created. Why did Panini create the sutra which is useless? So that is why, because of Arambha Samarthyat, Sannipata Paribhashayaha Virodhaha iti Jnatvapi Paninina idam sutram arabdham. Tat Samarthyadeva, Arambha Samarthyadeva, Nami iti sutra vishaye iyam paribhasha na pravartate. सुपिचा इति दीर्घविषये सन्निपातपरिभाषा प्रवर्तते किन्तु नामी इति सूत्रविषये न प्रवर्तते द सेकेण्ड् केस् वेर् वि आर् ओवर् रूलिङ्ग् सन्निपातपरिभाषा दर् वास् अ केस् वेन् वि हेड् राम एण्ड् य नेर्यः इत्यनेन यादेशे कृते दीर्घः कथं हौ डु बि अप्लै दीर्घ सुपिच इस् द क्वश्चन् देन् वाट् वि डिड् वि यूस्ड् निर्देश आफ् पाणिनि वि यूस्ड् पाणिनीस् प्रयोग विच् सेड् कष्टाय क्रमणे एण्ड् दट् इस् वै we could do dirgha in chaturthi vachana here we are using panini sutra which tells that sannipata paribhasha will not apply so there are few paribhashas which are anitya that is which are not compulsory where to apply and where not to apply we have to get from the sutrakara or the bhashyakara himself here in one case panini prevents the application of the paribhasha by using a prayoga like kashtaya kramane In the other case, he prevents the paribhasha by creating a new sutra to overrule that paribhasha, which is Nami. Nami ityanena tu arambha samarthyat paribhasha bandhyate.
Samyaji, I recall that you mentioned about it earlier, Kashtaya Kramane. I could not quite understand what is applied in Kashtaya Kramane.
द क्वश्चन् इस् कष्ट इत्यस्मात् ङे प्रत्ययः अस्ति ङे प्रत्ययस्य ङेर्यः इत्यनेन आदेशः यादेशः क्रियते राम य इति भवति इदानीं सुपि च इति दीर्घः करणीयः वि हेव् टु डू सुपि च बट् द प्राब्लम् इस् दट् द यादेश वास् डिपेण्डेण्ट् आन् अतो अङ्ग ह्रस्व अकारान्त अङ्ग फार् इट्स् अपियरेन्स् If the Pratiparika was not Hraswa Akaranta, there would not have been Yadesha. So the Yadesha is dependent on Hraswa. Now the Yadesha does not wish to be a Nimitta for the destruction of the Hraswa. If we use Yakara as the Nimitta, Yayadav Supipare Atongasya Dirghaha, Tena Yakaraha Nimittam. Tam Nimitti Kritya Supicha Iti Dirghaha Yadi Kriyate, Tarhi Sannipata Paribhasha Virodhaha. Since Ya was dependent on Hraswa, If it leads to the destruction of the Hraswa, then it is going against the principle of Sannipata Paribhasha. So how do we apply Supicha here is the question. Actually, according if the Paribhasha is applied, the Dirgha should not be there. Right. But the Dirgha, we still do the Dirgha using Supicha. How? What is the Pramana to do Dirgha if we ask? Panini himself has used Kashtaya. Kashtaya Kramana iti Sutra. Paninina Kashtaya iti Rupam Prayuktam. How do we get Kashtaya? The same way like we get Ramaya. Kashta ityasman ye pratyekrate, tasya yadeshekrate, Kashtaya iti sthite. Supicha itinena Dirghe, Kashtaya. So Panini, by using the word Kashtaya, is indicating that Sannipata Paribhasha does not apply in case of Neryaha, Yadesha. Right? So that is why there we overrule the Sannipata Paribhasha using the Nirdesha of Panini. Is that clear?
Yeah. So, what is the final verdict on the? Is there a need for Nami, or we could have done?
We could not have done Supicha. That is why he had to create Nami. Supicha would not apply here because of Sannipata Paribhasha Virodha. So, he created a new sutra called Nami. Actually, by creating, Nami is the proof for existence of Sannipata Paribhasha. Otherwise, Panini need not have created Nami. He creates it to indicate that Sannipata Paribhasha exists.
What category of sutra is this? Vidhi Sutra or Nisheda Sutra?
Which one? Nami?
This Nami is a Vidhi Sutra.
Vidhi Sutra.
Yeah.
It gives Dirgha.
Yes.
Yeah. There are a few more questions. Okay. So Priya asks, Panini says Kashtaya Kramane. Can that not be interpreted to mean that Supicha applies only in the case of Kashta and no other Anga? Well, that depends on the commentary. Vyakhyanato Vishesha Pratipattihi. The Bhashyakara uses the word Kashtaya to say that Sannipata Paribhasha is Anitya. So that is why we take the words of the Bhashyakar. Okay. So how did we use Supicha in Ramaya? That is the point. Panini, by creating the Sutra Nami, indicates that the Paribhasha exists. If the Paribhasha were not there, then a Nami was not needed. That is why Nami is proof for existence of the Paribhasha. But Panini himself also uses Kashtaya, saying that the Paribhasha exists but is not compulsory. There are cases where it applies and there are cases where it does not apply. So where does it apply and where does it not apply? We have to know through the Bhashya, through the commentaries. There's one more question. Is Paribhasha given by Panini? No. The Paribhasha, as in these Paribhashas, are not specifically mentioned by Panini. But that does not mean that they are optional. We have Pramanya not for, just for Panini. Panini Katyayana Vararuchi. Sutra Vartika Bhashya. Everything is equally acceptable. So if the Bhashakara says the Paribhasha is compulsory, the Paribhasha would also be compulsory. Just by being a Paribhasha, it's not optional. There are many Paribhashas which apply always. Like I said, the Yadagama Paribhasha. Yadagamaha Tadguni Bhutaha Tadgrahanena Grihyante. Always an Agama is considered to be not different from the Sthani. There are some Paribhashas which are Nitya and some which are Anitya, which we again know by commentary, Bhashya, so Vartika or Bhashya. Okay. So this one more question, Naam is not a Sup? No, as I said just now, the Agama, even though the Nudagama is there, along with the Agama it is treated as Sup. Is there any official list of Paribhasha? There are many lists. The most accepted version here is the Paribhashendra Shekhara of Nagesha. Even in the Paribhashendra Shekhara, he lists around 133 Paribhashas, but he also rejects some of them. Nagesha has rejected some of the Paribhashas, saying it is not needed, like an Akruta Vyuha Paribhasha or some others. So whatever he accepts there are generally accepted. There are also some more which do not occur in the Paribhasha and the Shekhara, but which are all accepted by other Vayakaranas. Okay, any more questions with Paribhasha or Supicha or whatever? No? Can we move on? So, Ramasya, Ramayoho, Ramanam. Saptami Vibhaktihi, Ekavachane, Ni Pratyayaha. Nasi Bhyambhyas, Nas Os Am, Ni. Ni Ityatra, Punaha Nakarasya Itchanya, Tasya Lopaha, Rama, I. Adgunaha, Ityanena Gune. Avarna Lachi Pare Gudaha, Ekadesha Hasyatiti Gune, Rame. Pinasti. Just the Pratyaya, enjoying the Pratyaya, we get Rame. Next Os, Rama Os, Osicha Ityanena Etve, Echoyavaya Vaha Ityanena Ayadeshe, Prutve Visarge, Rama Yohu. Shashti and Saptami, they never differ. Such an absolute 100% rule. Shashti Divachana, Saptami Divachana is always the same. Tritiya, Chaturthi, Panchami Divachana is always the same, without any exceptions. And Prathama Dvitiya Dvivachana is always the same. Okay? So Rama Yoho. Antimaha Pratyaha Sup. So the Sup in Vyakarana has two meanings. One is the entire Pratyahara, which gives all 21 Pratyayas. It could also mean this single Pratyaya, which is the Bahuvachana of Saptami. Rama Sup. Saptami Vibhaktihi. Halantyam Ityanena Pakarasya Itsamya Tasya Lope Su. Rama Su. Bahuvachane jhali et. Like we had in Ramebhyaha. Bahuvachane jhaladau bahuvachane supipare. I am jhalvarnaha sakaraha. Jhaladau bahuvachane supipare. Atongasya etvam bhavati. Iti etve rame su. Danim kim bhavet. Iti prashnaha. Rupam bhavati rameshu. Murdhanya sakaraha shruyeta. Supi etve krute. Apadantasya murdhanyaha. He wants to introduce the Shatva Vidhayaka Sutra, which comes under two adhikaras. The first adhikara tells Apadantasya Murdhanyaha Apada Parisamaptehe Adhikaraha. This is an adhikara sutra which goes on till the end of the third pada of the 8th chapter. 8355 till the end of the 8-3 pada, we have the adhikara called Apadantasya Murdhanyaha. Shatva Prakaranam Iti Uchyate. Everything. Generally, though he says Murdhanya, it deals with everything for Shatva. There is also another adhikara which says in Koho Adhikritya Ayamapi Pada Parisamapte Paryantam Adhikaraha in Kavargabhyam Parasya in Ku Ityasya Panchami Vibhakta in Koho Iti Bhavati Inah Paraha in Iti Pratyaharaha A I Un Ikara Darabhya Lan Iti Nakara Paryantam in kavargabhyam parasya adesha pratyayohu iti shatva vidhayakam sutram. This is the actual sutra which gives shatva. The previous two, apadantasya murdhanyaha and inkoho, are both adhikaras. Ekapadatmakam sutram sahesada saha iti sutrat saha iti shashtyantam anuvartate sakarasya iti arthaha kaha sutratthakaha in kavargabhyam parasya. Inkohu ityadhikaraha. Apadantasya. Apadantasya murdhanyaha ityapi adhikaraha. Adesha pratyayohu saha. Sakarasya. Kidrishasya sakarasya. Adeshaha bhavati chet saha sakaraha. Pratyayasya avayavaha bhavati chet. Tadrishasya sakarasya sthane. Murdhanyadeshaha bhavati. Murdhanyaha namakaha bhavet. Ruturashana murdha. Iti murdhaksharani. Rukaraha. Tath dadhana repaha shakaraha etesham madhye sakarasya murdhanyadeshaha kaha bhavet vivrita aghoshasya sasya tadrishe eva shaha sakarasya vivrita prayatnaha vivrita mushmanam swaranam cha ityanena aghoshaha vivrita vivarashvam samvarashvasahanadaha ityadina aghoshaha prayatnaha etat prayatna sahitaha shakaraha tasmat sakarasya murdhanyadeshaha iti chen shakara eva adeshaha bhavati. Kada bhavati niyamatrayam vartate. There are three conditions for this sutra to apply. First thing, the sakara should be preceded by either in or kavarga. Second, the sakara should not be at the end of a pada. And the third, the sakara should have been either an adesha or a part of a pratyaya. So if all these three conditions are satisfied, the sakara is converted to shakara. If you see in Rame and Su, Rame ityatra ekaraha in, सकारः अपदान्ते वर्तते स च प्रत्ययावयवः इट् इस् अ पार्ट् आफ् द सुप् प्रत्यय सो सिन्स् आल् त्री कण्डीशन्स् आर् सेटिस्फैड् वी केन् अप्लै आदेशप्रत्यययोः हियर् एण्ड् द रूपा इस् रामेषु If you ask a question, why is it called avayava? If the pratyaya is only sakara, then it does not get shakara. The pratyaya has to be a part of, the sakara has to be a part of a pratyaya and not a pratyaya by itself. If it is an independent, only sakara is the pratyaya, then we do not get this sutra. Dalakrutyam asti. Inko hukim. In kavargabhyam paraha asti chedeva kshatvam. Ramasya asti. रामस्य अपदान्तः सकारः प्रत्ययस्य अवयवः किन्तु इण् नास्ति राम अकार इस् नाट् इन् दट् इस् वै वि डु नाट् गेट् षत्व इन् रामस्य आदेशप्रत्यययोः किं द सकार हेस् टु बि इदर् एन् आदेश आर् अ पार्ट् आफ् अ प्रत्यय सो वै सुपीः सुपिसौ सुपिसः सुपिस् इति सकारान्तं प्रातिपदिकं हियर् इट् इस् अपदान्त इट् इस् preceded by in, ikara, but it is neither an adesha nor a part of a pratyaya. Supis iti pratipadikam. This is a pratipadika sakara. This sakara does not belong to either adesha or pratyayavayava. Pisagatau iti dhatohu nishpannaha ayam sakara. That is why we do not have shatva here. The third condition is apadantasya. Padante bhavati chen shatvam na bhavati. Haris tatra. Harihi tatra. विसर्जनीयस्य सह इत्यनेन सकारादेशे हरिस् तत्र अस्ति हरिः इति हरि इति इकारः इण्वर्णः अस्ति सकारः आदेशः विसर्गस्य स्थाने सकारः आदेशः अपि अस्ति किन्तु पदान्ते अस्ति हरिस् इति पदान्तं पदान्ते सकारः अस्ति तस्मादत्र षत्वं न भवति सो षत्व अकर्स् ओन्ली इफ् आल् त्री कण्डीशन्स् आर् सेटिस्फैड् इफ् एनी आफ् दीस् इस् मिस्सिङ्ग् दर् इस् नो षत्व So that completes Rama Shabda. Evam Krishna Mukundadayaha. All Akaranta Pullinga Shabdas, except Sarva Shabda, except Sarvanamas, have at least one form like Rama. All Akaranta Pullingas, except Sarvanamas, have in all Rupas, they have at least one which is like Rama. It's a golden standard. So if you know Rama Shabda, you know all Akaranta Shabdas. And for Sarva Shabda, there is only a few differences. Do we differentiate by Murdhanya Sthana? Correct. So, Murdhanya. Our question is, Apadantasya Murdhanya ityuchyate. Shakaraha Shakaraha. Talavyaha Murdhanya. Ityubhayepi, Ubhavapi, Aghoshaha Vivrataha. So, but the Sutra itself says Murdhanya. Apadantasya Murdhanya. So, the Murdhanya is only Shakara. Any other questions? We are done with the Prakriya of Rama, finally, four classes.
Can I ask a question regarding Haris Tatra?
Sure.
In Haris Tatra, Hari Sa, there why is it not applied? It's Abhayava is not there? If it is just Hari Sa, Hari Sup, Sa.
The Supratya.
So shouldn't it,
No, I didn't understand your question.
In when we take Hari Sa, okay, so Harihi we get, right?
Correct.
There, where we have everything, right? We have Inak also, In
it's
is
still
preceding
padanta,
it.
Right? It's not Apadanta. The Suprate is still Padanta.
But, why is that different from Rameshu, where,
there you, there is a Ukara
there.
Following the Sha. It is not Apadanta. If you have only Hari Sa, only Sakara, it is Padanta.
Okay.
And also,
so here,
it is not a Pratyayavayava. You can also say that. Where Su ityata Sakaraha Pratyayavayavaha. Tatra Kevalam Sakara Eva Pratyayaha. So in both cases, it does not fit the list.
Both. Okay. Thanks.
Harishu ityatra tu bhavati. Hari Su ityasthete. Tatra Padantatvam nasti. Ukaraha asti Sakarat Paratven. Therefore, we do get Harishu. Okay. Any other question? तत्र अवयवः प्रत्ययस्य अवयवः सु इत्यत्र सकारः प्रत्ययावयवः केवलं सुप्रत्यये प्रथमाविभक्तिप्रत्यये केवलं सकार एव प्रत्ययः सो इट् हेस् टु बि अ पार्ट् आफ् अ प्रत्यय एण्ड् नाट् अ प्रत्यय बै इट् सेल्फ् Panji?
For this purpose of Padanta, this whatever Padasanya is given in Akadarata after that,
so that
also will be taken as Padana.
Suptingantam Padam.
That only, or supposing there is a Padasanya because of definition.
Because of Svadisho Sarvanamasthane.
After
I am not sure, but I mean even sure. Generally, if we say pada, we take both kinds of pada. One is suptingantam padam, and also swadisho sarvanamasthanam. So this particular case, I don't know. I can't think of examples where there we have that pada samya.
What to be this?
Sorry?
Oh, okay. I am also not very clear.
No, I think, I mean, it should apply in both cases. If there is pada samya and if it is at the end of a pada, it should apply. Okay. There is a question. We did Ramat Ramasya. The sutra says Tanga Singha Saminatsyaha. While doing a prakriya, we had Ta, we removed the Takara Anubandha, and then there was A, and we replaced the A. Similarly in Ngasi and Ngas. Okay. So why that? Why can't we directly replace the Ta itself with the Adesha or Ngasi or Ngas? Is a question. Which is a valid question, but the thing is, in Vyakarana, always Varnanam Upadeshastavatu Upadeshottarakala Itsamya. Itsamya Anubandha Vinirmuktasyeva Padarthasya Upasthyatihi. All Padarthas come after the removal of Anubandha is a standard Siddhanta. That is, as soon as there is any Pratyaya or anything, we do the Anubandha. That is the Itsamya and remove it, and then only we do any other Karya. That is why always, even if the Sutra tells Ta, we remove the takara and make it a, and then only we replace it by the. This anubandhas are always just identifiers. They are never actually take part in any karya. So we always do the anubandha and then only do any other adesha. If there are no other questions, I'll go back to that question which they had about Anachicha in Ramat. Actually, the sutra does not is not concerned with Anachicha per se. It relates to Ramat Ramad. I mean, it relates to Anachicha and not Ramat or Ramad. It need not be this. Anywhere where we have Anachicha, question is, what does anachi mean? That's the question. Na ach anach is the question. Is the vigraha. But what is the meaning of the nai there? Is the question. So nai is generally taken in as the pratishedha. Nai naya pratishedha jnayate. Pratishedha dvividhaha. Paryudasaha prasajya pratishedha. That is what somebody asked the question from the Tattva Bodhini, where he says paryudasa and prasajya pratishedha, and there is a difference. Right. Say फॉर एग्जांपल द पर्युदास एंड प्रसज्य पर्युदासस्य विज्ञेयो यत्रोत्तर पदेन नै प्रसज्य प्रतिषेधस्तु क्रियया सह यत्र नै. सो टू टेल इन ब्रीफ, पर्युदास इज वेर द निषेध इज फॉर अ द्रव्य, वेर एज प्रसज्य प्रतिषेध इज वेर द निषेध इज फॉर अ क्रिया. Okay, let me tell, this is, okay, when we are saying na achi, anachi, what are you preventing as a question? There are two ways of putting it. Anachi dvitvam bhavati. Ityukte kim? Yaha anach, that particle which is not ach, tasmin pare dvitvam bhavati ityarthova, achi pare dvitvam na bhavati ityarthova. Are we saying, when followed by a particle which is not ach, we get dvitva? Or are we saying there is no dvitva if there is ach? Achi pare dvitvam na bhavati iti che prasajya pratishedha. Kriyayaha pratishedha. Dvitvam na bhavati iti kriyayaha pratishedha. Anachi arthat ajbhinne. Yaha ach na bhavati. Ajbhinne pare dvitvam bhavati ityukte achaha nishedha. Padarthasya dravyasya nishedha. Right? So there are two ways of putting it. I mean, even though it might seem the sound the same, there is a difference. In one case, you are saying when followed by a particle which is not ach, there is dvitva. The second, what you are saying is if there is ach, if followed by ach, there is no dvitva. So in the first case, what would it mean? If followed by a particle not ach, which would mean hal. Any particle, there are only two kinds. The varna can be only of two types. One is ach and the other is hal. If it is not ach, it has to be hal. So if we take the first meaning, we would have to say hali pare dvitvam bhavati. When followed by hal, achah parasya yaraha hali pare dvitvam bhavati ityarthah syat. If we take the second example, it will say achi pare na dvitvam. If it is followed by ach, there is no dvitva, which does not imply that there should be hal. Whether there is hal or whether there is nothing, we still get the dvitva. So which of these two should we choose is the question. If we go to Sudhyupasyaha, both the senses will work. Hali pare dvitvam ityukte agre yakaraha asti, yakaraha hal, tasmin pare dvitvam bhavati. Athava achi pare na bhavati ityukte yakaraha achnasti, tasma dvitvam bhavati. So when there is a dvitva in between a pada, we do not see the difference between the two interpretations. There are two ways of interpreting. We do not see the difference between Paryudasa and Prasajya Pratishedha. But when you try to do dvitva at the end of a pada, like here, Ramat Ramad Ityasti, here to do dvitva, how do we do it? If we take the first interpretation saying halipare dvitvam bhavati, we cannot do dvitva here. There is no hal following. Right? So that is why even in cases where there is no hal, avasanepi dvitvam bhavati, tadarthameva prasajya pratishedha svikriyate. Kaha arthaha achipare dvitvam na bhavati. If there is an ach following, there is no dvitva. Which implies, if there is nothing following, also there is a dvitva. And if there is a hal following, then also there is a dvitva. That is why in anachisa, we take prasajya pratishedha and not paryudasa. It's a special case because generally, where there is a samasa, where there is a nai samasa, generally it is a paryudasa. That is, your nishedha is for the dravya. Example, I can't think of anything. So, abrahmana manaya. So, Ravi gave an example. If you are saying, bring an abrahmana. Abrahmana manaya. So, what does it mean? Abrahmanam, brahmana bhinnam, nama kshatriyamva, vaishyamva, anaya, ityarthaha. Nobody will bring, I mean, the Bhashya Udaharana says, abrahmana manaya ityukte, nahi kashchid loshthamaniya kriti bhavati. If you say bring an abrahmana, nobody will bring a piece of stone and say this is also a brahmana. That is for saying if it is not a brahmana means he is still a man. A man who is not a brahmana. There should be some sadrishya between nai and not nai. That is where we use that example. So, I mean, the conclusion here is in anachicha it is a special type of pratishedha which is prasajya pratishedha and not paryudasa. This requires even more explanation if you want more details, which maybe I should mail. Do you have any questions now? What was it? ओके सो वी स्टॉप हियर राम शब्द से प्रक्रिया सो प्लीज गो थ्रू द प्रक्रिया वंस टिल यू हैव इट इन योर माइंड बट एज वी गो ऑन इट विल बी ईजियर इफ वी हैव द राम शब्द प्रक्रिया इन माइंड देन ओनली इट्स ईजियर टू से वेयर द फर्दर वंस डिविएट फ्रॉम द स्टैंडर्ड प्रक्रिया इफ द स्टैंडर्ड प्रक्रिया इट सेल्फ इज नॉट क्लियर देन एज वी गो ऑन इट वुड बी मोर डिफिकल्ट येनाक्षरसमां न्यायमधिगम्यमहेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयं मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य चतुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते।